Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Maybe even, you know, participate in some community activities.
.987 and 1330 KNSS. Thank you, Jimi Hendrix. 6:47 now, Steve and Ted. Now, three big things.
Three.
10 years ago today, the iPhone went on sale.
Two.
Trump travel restrictions go into effect today.
One.
Babysitter sentenced to in the death of a Wichita toddler. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices this morning here in the Wichita area really haven't changed much. We're still seeing $1.96 a gallon. I spotted $1.95 over here at Rock and Douglas, the lowest I've seen so far. Traffic conditions this morning looking fairly good so far. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with a high of 96 degrees. South wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour. 60% chance for rain tonight. Overnight low 68. Friday cooler with a 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 84. 96 today, 84 Friday. Now partly cloudy, 72 degrees. We have a south wind at 13 miles per hour. And the KNSS Weather Center radar showing a large area of showers, mostly just about the northern half of the state or northern third of the state, all moving to the east. Still pretty far away from the Wichita area this morning. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll on our webpage, KNSSradio.com. And, of course, our good friend Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is—he's always involved in that poll.
Always.
He really wants to make his voice known.
Yes.
Senate delayed a vote on the Better Care Reconciliation Act, the Senate health care bill. Do you support the BCRA? Yes, I hope it passes. 52%. No, it needs work. 48%.
Interesting.
So about half and half on it.
Interesting.
That most people don't know what's in.
How many respondents?
Oh, I don't know.
Like 4?
167,000 probably on our webpage. Jad is kind of our pollster. He keeps track of these things. Today's question, as the 4th of July approaches, what is your favorite part of the festivities? Hosting or attending a barbecue, picnic, or cookout? Attending a fireworks display? Watch a 4th of July parade? Fire off your own fireworks?
Or sitting
or
on your butt?
Just enjoying a day off, as Don Grant will do, and sit on his can and do nothing.
Yeah,
those are the choices.
Or peace and quiet comes back to my neighborhood on July 6th.
There you go. Today's question there on the KNSS, Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll on our webpage.
Normally I start to hear the fireworks, you know, at midnight now.
Well, we heard them 2 nights ago, but I didn't hear anything last night. But, of course, when I go to sleep, I go to sleep.
Yeah. Two neighborhoods down, they are reckless with them.
Is that right?
Boy, I tell you.
The U.S. stock market notched its biggest gain in 2 months Wednesday, bouncing back from losses a day earlier.
Boing.
Banks and other financial companies led the rally as investors bet on interest rates climbing higher. The technology companies were among the big gainers. Energy stocks also rose as the price of crude oil closed higher for the fifth straight day. So crude oil prices coming back. Standard & Poor's 500 index gained 21 points. That's the index's biggest single gain since April 24th. The Dow average added 143.
Whoa. Wow.
The Nasdaq rose 87 points. All in all, an up day on Wednesday.
What do the futures say today?
I don't have them in front of me. The Federal Reserve has given the green light to all 34 of the biggest banks in the U.S. to raise their dividends and buy back shares, judging their financial foundations sturdy enough to withstand a major economic downturn.
Yeah, how's that going to be determined?
First time in 7 years of annual stress tests that every bank assessed by the Fed won approval for its capital plans.
Wow.
Is my bank among the top 34?
I'm sure it is, Ted.
Gary's Bank?
Yeah.
Gary's Bank. One branch. One branch nationwide.
Yeah, Gary's a good guy. Not sure what he does with my money, but.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the bank?
Gary's Bank.
Gary National or just Gary's?
Just Gary's.
Gary.
Gary's block bank.
Probably busy in the mafia or what? Private equity firm Sycamore.
Gary's broken leg bank.
Private equity firm Sycamore buying office supplies chain Staples for $6.9 billion.
Hmm.
Is there a Staples in Wichita?
I don't remember.
There is. I don't know where it is.
I don't think so.
Well, if there is, you need to get on the radio and advertise that you exist and where you are. Oh, I'm just kidding. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted. Back to basics with Don Grant, CFP, Money Tracker. Lump sum or pension payout. Don?
Well, we are reviewing some basic retirement strategies this week, and today we're looking at, you know, at the option of taking a lump sum distribution or a pension for life when retiring from a job, if your job offers that. The defined benefit plan or employer funded pension is almost gone. Only about 20-some-odd percent of companies or governments still actually have them. Many employers stopped offering pensions, and those who still have them on their books, so they want to relieve the companies of that liability, and many are offering retirees a large lump sum or annuitized payments, generally for life. But which is best? Well, let's look at a recent scenario that I came across. At age 67, a client of mine was offered either $123,000 in cash or $800 per month for the rest of his life. $800 per month is about $9,600 a year. Let's say he lives to be 92. If we divide the annual payment into that total lump sum that was offered, we'll learn that if he took the lump sum and paid himself $800 per month, the money would last him almost 13 years till age 80. Well, that sounds like a slam dunk. Take the pension, because the lump sum would be done after 13 years. However, we're not accounting for any investment growth. In the same scenario, if he wants to take the lump sum, make an average of 5.5% annually compounded interest, he would take the same payment per month and zero out the account at age 92. Well, which is better? Well, there are two big unknowns: return on money and whether the investor will live long. Do you take the secure route and get the guarantee of a monthly paycheck? Or do you take the lump sum and invest for potentially greater returns? Well, with the pension payout, you will receive the same monthly amount. Now, inflation can eat away at that, and the $800 per month will lose spending power over time. The lump sum gives you access to the principal at any time, and it can possibly grow. That money can go down in value, too. This decision really depends upon your appetite for risk, your access to good asset management, and other resources like Social Security, a large retirement fund, and other retirement income. So once again, everyone is different, and it's going to take a separate analysis. If you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Okay, so you take the monthly payout of $800.
Right.
And you live 3 months.
Then you lose it all unless there's what's called a period certain on there.
Yeah, because I was going to say, what happens to that cash? There's a big body of money there.
Well, that's the risk that the annuity company that is going to be guaranteeing this, it takes. They have pools of people knowing that some people will die well before, you know, when they insure a lot of people, and they'll get to keep that money. And sometimes they'll put what's called a period certain on there, a 5, 10, or 15-year period, which means that even if the person dies after 3 months, they'll continue to pay to an heir.
An heir, okay.
Yeah, or a beneficiary.
That's what I want to know. What happens after that? Okay.
But in many cases, you take that full payout, and if it's a single premium immediate annuity, essentially, and what will happen is you're out of luck.
Okay. That's why we have guys like you around to help us, right?
To help it, well, hopefully just to weigh the odds, and sometimes it's a good idea to take a partial pension just so you know you have that guaranteed income coming in.
It's a moot question with Ted and me because we don't have a pension.
Good point.
Today is International Mud Day.
The only lump sum you get is lump crab meat.
Lump crab meat sometimes.
Oh, that's a good payout. That's
good. Today is International Mud Day. To celebrate this very special day, all you need is some water and some dirt.
Is that how mud is made?
Yeah, mud was one of our favorite toys growing up. We had mud sticks and dirt, and that's all we could afford.
Wow.
Sometimes we couldn't afford the dirt.
You didn't used to roll a bicycle wheel down the street,
no,
you know, with a stick?
with a stick. I don't really like mud myself.
Did you used to like bathe in the when you open up a fire hydrant? You guys would be showering out there.
No. When I was growing up, every Saturday night we went down to Cowskin Creek and got in there with the crabs and the turtles.
All right.
We got ourselves cleaned up. The crawdads.
Okay. Cool. All right.
You need to know all that. All right. Thank you, guys. 6:56, Steve and Ted coming up. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted at 7 o'clock. Trump travel restrictions effective today. We've got the story. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.